Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Dan. I mean, I went up there today and I thought, the first thing I thought, no disrespect for Tony or John. I had my chances against Tony, obviously, the 6-8 to miss for win the game. It's been on fault. But today I woke up and I thought, right, Gary Anderson is one of my main rivals, to be honest. And I thought, if I'm playing him in the World Championships, I don't want him to have an edge. So obviously, that was my aim today. Obviously, I knew I was out, so I focused me on the World Championships and the job tonight.
That's really interesting, because obviously you did know you knocked out this William Hill Grand Slam at darts, but when you come up against someone like that, that psychological edge of winning your last game against opponents like that, you think that's big, yeah?
Like I said, I mean, Tony O'Shea's on in the BDC. John Port, he's hit and miss anyway. I can't see me meeting him in later stages. But Gary Anderson, he's always going to be there or thereabouts. So in my mind, I thought, well, if you beat me, he's going to have the psychological edge.
It's not been a great tournament for you. However, you know, little flashes there. That 147 was a nice finish, and that's something good to take into the Players' Championship.
Of course it is. Yeah, I mean, like I say, you've got to set your mind to different tasks. Short form, what's never been my game. I mean, when I won the first world title, I come here, I didn't get past the group stage, and then went on to win the first world title. So, I mean, this isn't actually put me down. Yeah, I saw too slow and let people in. Give people confidence, if you can say that. We're not performing to my ability, but, you know, that starts.
We know, like, when you're on your game, you can mix it with anybody there's ever been. Do you feel you're good enough at grinding out gritty wins when you're not quite at it?
Well, I think I've done that today, to be honest. I don't think I was probably at 60% and I got the job done. And obviously, the guy who stopped the group well so far. But, I do. I think sometimes maybe start disbelieving or... I don't know what I can put it down to. Sometimes it's a lot of wires, you know, for important checkouts. It's not bottle if you're hitting the wire, and then there's a difference between bottle and fine tuning, but it's just sometimes it just doesn't happen. And I think I'm probably more like a Jekyll and Hyde. I am, because I get up there sometimes and believe that I set the game over, and 9 times out of 10 that happens. And other times I turn up there and I just think, come on, just you know, if you're practicing, you think, come on, just grind out the result, and sometimes it just doesn't go.
But we know you're so good at making, you know, making sure you're in that right form for the Worlds at the end of the year. I suppose you'd love to be able to just turn it on and off like a tap at other times in the year.
I do. Call-